Prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hey, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us is our old friend Lori Roth. And I don't know if you know her, Lori, but she has her own radio program, and she rides motorcycles, and she's quite a certainly somebody who's very, very effective commentator on what is going on in the world today. And so Lori is actually thinking of putting her hat in the ring as far as becoming a presidential candidate. She's well known in the areas where her program is heard. And so I'm going to give Lori the platform and let her expound on her views. Hi, good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan Amantita. It's a wonderful morning here. How's it looking where you are?
Well, it's a little overcast, but it'll clear up later in the day. We're just blessed to live here in California.
When I see what's going on in
the rest of the world, I realize how lucky we are. But go right ahead.
Yeah. I look at, like you, I have talked about issue after issue for a gazillion years on national radio and in my articles, and I am very, very concerned. I see our country tilting like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and I look at the violations over and over again with the Constitution, flipping off God, pretending we're not a Judeo-Christian value company or country anymore. We have a president who is ashamed of us, who's embarrassed of us, and I look at this, and there's so many areas. I mean, forcing health care, with fines and everything else and mandated. It would take endless shows just to rehearse the legacy of this president, doctor, would it not?
Well, yes, but, he is bad, but we've had bad presidents before. The reason that he got in was people were afraid that if they voted for McCain, they'd get another 4 years of Bush. So they voted for Obama because they thought he'd be better, and it turned out he was just exactly like the previous president, maybe even a little worse.
Well, I couldn't agree. I mean, yeah, there's no magic anymore in Democrat or Republican. When you start to swim in those waters and dig a little deeper, you see a lot of global elitism, you see a lot of trilateral commission manipulation and international push that doesn't care diddly squat for sovereignty and our rights and our freedom. They want to micromanage us and control us. And it's amazing to me. It's the same old socialist communist battle that has been fought from days of old. I mean, they just call it different things and facelift it. And you identify it so clearly, the different agendas going on. And so do I, and that you're correct about, about 9 months ago, I started praying and thinking about what would sound like the absurd to people running for president, and I was asked about it by several people, and I, of course, at first laughed it off and was flattered and thought, well, isn't that nice? And then I remember saying to a publisher in L.A. of Century City News, Michael Carlin, when he brought it up on my show, I said, okay, I live in a 30-year-old double-wide, not even a fancy one. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a politician. I'm a survivor. My left eye hardly works. And you think I should run for president? And he said, you're precisely who should run for president, a real person with a real comeback story who's been leading in the issues for over 10 years and writing about them and talking about them. And he says, we need a mom. We need a real person in the White House. We've already seen what the politicians and the millionaires and the lawyers can do. And I started praying about that once I got over the shock. And ideas came to me, and I wrote a book on faith, which is out this week, called The People's President, What a Mom Survivor and National Radio Talk Show Host Would Do to Fix the Country. And it's 10 easy-to-read chapters on what I would do. And it's weird, your timing here, because just today, my brand new website, LoriRoth2012.com, is just turned on, and we're tweaking it, and I'm calling the FEC later on today. I'm educating myself as I go along, Doctor, because I've never done anything like this. I've never had a fantasy to do this, but I think I have the right ideas at the right time for America. I do, and I don't hear any of it. In all the doublespeak and all the political sound bites of all the GOP potential nominees that want to occupy the White House, I don't hear anybody talking about real tax liberation and reform and energy independence. I don't hear them talking about the critical things that we need to do to right this country. And I'm concerned and I'm fearful that it's going to be more of the same, hidden in the conservative rhetoric or Obama rhetoric. I don't know. When you look at the landscape politically, Dr. Stan, I mean, what do you see? I mean, I have heard the speeches already, as I even consider such a thing. I would have to run as an independent, which tells people already, they would immediately think, oh, so you're fringe. You're going to be a Ross Perot or Pat Buchanan or Ron Paul. You're going to be maybe less than that. Nothing. And I remember in the beginning when I thought about this, putting that to prayer, I don't think I would have a chance to even compete with the GOP because of the political establishment that has basically taken that over, the global elites, et cetera. And it will be an incredible amount of organization. I'll need a lot of volunteers. I've done some initial investigations with the requirements with my first 10 volunteers on the first, you know, the 50 states regarding signatures. Each state is different. The amount of signatures I'll need to get on the ballot as an independent who's conservative. But I do think, as Michael Carlin, the editor and publisher of Century City News, has said on my show many times, he thinks that this election, and I do too, is going to be different. People are concerned, they're scared, they're cynical, they're this is not the change many Democrats and certainly independents signed up for. And Bush wasn't hitting the button either. I mean, he was calling the Minutemen vigilantes and trying to sneak in the North American Union, and then...
Well, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment when Lori Roth is considering running for presidency. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lori Roth, who has her own radio program. She's considering a run for the presidency. Well, Lori, I think we ought to talk about your attitude so people would know what you stand for. What is your attitude towards the debt crisis? Certainly, we have a situation where we have 56 million people approximately on Medicare and Social Security. They take up about $1.4 trillion of our budget. Right now we're taking in about $2.2 trillion a year, which is certainly with another 75 million people, baby boomers, retiring. Very soon we're going to have 100 million people on Social Security and Medicare within a relatively few years. I mean, how are we possibly going to be able to pay for that with only 130 million Americans working? What's the solution to the debt crisis?
Well, that is one of the key major skeletal questions that I don't see those running and throwing their hat in the ring now are answering. And I believe that I do answer it, and I answer it in Chapter 2 of my book, The People's President, that people can get at Amazon.com later this week. And I talk about it on my website. And there seems to be a fear, and I don't know why Reagan didn't do it, or Bush Sr., or George Bush, or Clinton, or Obama, except they want to control. They don't want to liberate the people and bring in enough money to handle the business of the country. Their idea of business is special interests and tomfoolery, you know, bridges to nowhere and studying condom use with Chinese prostitutes and underground tunnels for turtles. And you look at some of the absurd things that were defined as national emergencies, and even with this debt ceiling discussion, I thought I'd lose my mind just listening to the nonsense. Obama will not compromise and back off on the stupid stuff. You know, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIPS, and our military, our basic core values, we must be honoring to the seniors who have paid in all of their life and to our seniors and to the disabled and to the folks in our society.
Pardon? How are we going to afford it? We're going to have to increase taxes to 50 to 60% of whatever people are taking in just to cover the expenses of Medicare and Social Security.
Well, here's my solution, and it's radical, and it's very practical at the same time and doable, and I'm running on this in part. We need to overhaul the whole revenue system, period. And that is a 2% consumption tax or a point of purchase tax is my vision. And I've done some research. I've talked with CPAs. I've talked with tax experts. who've given me the real numbers. If we had just a 2% consumption tax, point of purchase, you buy a watermelon, you pay 2%. You buy a car, you pay 2%. And no other tax, no income tax, payroll, capital gains, excise, gas, anything on the federal level of taxation, sneaky or otherwise, if it was gone and you only had 2%, do you know we'd bring in 10 to 20 trillion with a T a year? And when you look at our debt, that's at 14 point something a trillion and almost 15 within a year or two, it will probably be up to 15 or 16 because of this government that has no sense of accountability. Okay, we could take half the money we brought in. At the same time, we were liberating people so they could actually spend their money and keep their growth and start a business, and you wouldn't steal the profits from the businesses by taking payroll or capital gains and all this nonsense. Okay, now you've given an injection of health into the economy and families. At the same time, you're bringing in a ton more money. Take half of it. Take half of it and chunk down your debt. If you had brought in 20 trillion and took 10 trillion to chunk down your debt, you'd be out of debt within the 4 years. International trade and our money system, our value of our dollar would go way up, while we're liberating people and not oppressing them and redistributing and stealing from their wealth. This is what kills me now. And I asked a representative, Representative Matt Shea, and an attorney up here, why haven't they done this? Something so simple, so people don't have to deal with tax hell. They don't have to deal with the IRS. They can just do what they do, buy groceries, buy a car, buy whatever, and it helps the economy. And he said, because of control. They want to control our buying powers, our spending habits. They want to micromanage us. And that's wrong. That's not American, and it's not necessary at all to bring in enough money. So back to your question on Social Security, we need more money in Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. But I talk about it in my book as a national wallet. If our national wallet was, you know, we need a president who will talk frankly and real with the people and honest, not this endless subterfuge and game playing that we've seen on both sides of the fence for decades. No, what's the real money coming in our wallet? And obviously half of it, probably at least half, should go to our debt. All right, now we care for our seniors. We honor Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. This is the money we have left in our wallet. And I think that we should liberate ourselves from the UN. I think we should develop an alliance with countries that are freedom-loving, that will work with our values, not give endless billions to the UN so that they vote us down all the time and our allies. There's a lot of common sense things that need to be done in this country. We need finances, but we don't need to keep raising the debt ceiling like some Ponzi scheme where we have no intention of cutting back on stupid programs. Well, we have a president that was threatening not to send out the Social Security checks to our seniors. That made me so mad I could hardly talk on air. I thought, what kind of game is he playing now? We had plenty of money to send out to Social Security checks to our seniors. We just didn't have the money to send to all the stupid programs that they were protecting.
Well, basically, the gross domestic product of the United States is 14... 0.4, I think. Well, let's see. Yeah, four. Let's see. It's 100 and. The gross domestic product is $14 trillion every year, because that's what the national debt is now. So the national debt is approaching the gross domestic product. So if you took 2% of, or even 10% of $14 trillion, you'd have $1.4 trillion.
I see where you're following, but no, what I'm talking about is a 2% consumption tax on all government transactions, not excluding the stock market and the Wall Street. I'm referring to the work of internationally known economist Professor Feig and Duard Lally, a tax expert. I've talked with them. And what we're talking about is nearly a quadrillion, $900 trillion in government and different transactions, several hundred trillion. So even if you cut that in half and add $400 or $500 trillion you taxed, that's what you'd be taxing if you didn't exempt Wall Street in the taxation and didn't make them special. Now, they may not like someone like me in the beginning, but if they can keep all their profit on the other side and they only pay 2% at the, you know, investment stage, see, this is the thing. You couldn't exempt anything. If you just had a 2% on everything, we would have more than enough money to take care of business, get out of debt, take care of our seniors, and run the economy properly and get our military in the proper place it needs to be. And, you know, I the last thing I would want to do as I read through this health care bill from hell is what I call it, rationing care for our seniors, long lines, extra fees. This president lied in so many ways about that bill. Forcing us to pay for abortions. I mean, it just is absurd. Telling doctors what salaries they're going to get. It just goes from one absurd socialist communist manipulation to another. And I look at that and I think, we are not the kind of people that will not honor our seniors and our parents. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be a president and not make them number one. They're going to be taken care of, especially if they've paid their whole life into Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. But see, this program, a 2% consumption tax, would, if you consider all government transactions and Wall Street. That's different than just the national product. That's everything. There's hundreds of trillions of dollars you're talking about. But see, right as it is now, Wall Street's special. They're treated as a high class. And why can't they be treated as Americans? All the transactions, we would get out of debt so fast, our dollar would soar so fast. Can you imagine a person keeping their gross income instead of having it taken by tax? You'd still have your 10th Amendment rights and the state's rights and state taxes. People would have to fight and duke it out and vote in the right people state by state. Feds can't control the states, but if you led on the federal level in an honoring way to people, I bet you a lot of states would follow in much more proper ways as far as getting their budgets handled that wouldn't exploit people.
Now, what is your position on the military? Do you believe we need to maintain our current military with two stations throughout the world and 724 military bases? What would you do
now,
with the military?
My position, I wrote about it in my book and I talked about it in my show. My position is, after World War One, it was smart and a good idea in those days to put our military here and there around the world. Everyone was concerned about peace, and so we, if anything, overcompensated. Okay. We're not there anymore. I think it's time to do some real strong analysis around the world where our bases are and take a lot of our military home where there has not been skirmishes for decades and decades. Okay, I think we need to bring them home. Now, Afghanistan and Iraq, I think it's time. We got bin Laden some months ago now. I think it's time to have an honoring exit strategy for the best military on earth, our troops, and bring them home within 3 to 6 months. I think it's time to bring them home and have a clear and forceful message to radical Islam. We can't go to war with 57 Muslim countries, but we need to have a clear and strong message that, hey, you attack one of our cities, you go after us again, guess what? We're not going to the UN. We're not calling mommy. We're not going to any board. We're coming to get you, and it's going to be severe and quick. We need to have a strong message in advance so they know we're not to be messed with like in the days of Ronald Reagan. That's how he spoke. So That's my position. Bring our troops home. And Libya. Dr. Stan, we're in an illegal war in Libya that breaches the 1973 War Powers Act. And I'm stunned. We've already gone through $1 billion in a war that people don't even understand. Of course Gaddafi's a bad guy, but bad guys control and operate 57 dictatorships around the world in Muslim countries with Sharia law. We can't go to war with them just because they're bad guys or dictators. And so I find it amazing that we're there. We don't even get oil from them. So I would pull our troops out of Libya immediately, because that's illegal in my view, and find an honoring way to bring our troops home as heroes, not violate them or make it be in any way other than honoring them, bring them home from Afghanistan and Iraq. I think it's silly. I think people say, well, how long should we keep our troops there? Well, aren't you worried about Iran? Well, you know what? I'm concerned about radical Islam all around the world, but they're everywhere, including in our country. I'm also concerned about our borders.
All right, you hang on. We'll get back to our borders in just a moment here and the illegal immigration. Right here, right? America.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Lori Roth, who is contemplating running for the presidency. Well, Lori, certainly, how do you feel about the involvement of the federal government in education? How do you feel about the involvement of the federal government in providing for energy and transportation? What is the role of the federal government? What should the role of the federal government be as far as trying to make this a better country?
Well, thank you for those areas. I mean, I talk about that in my book, The People's President, Education and Energy. In fact, that's Chapter 3. I am passionate about that being a national security goal, our country's key goal, and we should be energy independent. We've got the largest reserves of natural gas in the world here. We just don't have all the infrastructure in place. We've got all kinds of oil. We've got shale oil. We've got alternative fuels that need to be researched. We've got 104 nuclear plants. We probably need 50 or 70 or 80 more. We have so much energy. It's absurd. And you have to ask the question, and I scratch my head over the last several decades, why has president after president not made that a major issue to disconnect from the 53% of the oil we get from, we get 53% of our oil from OPEC. Why? Why and why? As the Middle East and some of the Islamic countries are burning to the ground, it seems like Tunisia and Egypt and Syria, and you look at the unrest and the fact that they don't share our Judeo-Christian values, why are we putting our people through to that? Why are we paying $4 and $5 and some places more dollars a gallon for gas? Why are we doing that? That's hurting America. So my position is to start in leadership by putting forth a bill and court that and get that passed in the House and the Senate and sign it, the 2% consumption tax based on all government transactions, including Wall Street, which would be hundreds of trillions. So once we would get our wallet organized and our priorities correct. I mean, I'm talking an audit in every government department for real and get rid of all redundancy because there's a lot of redundancy and stupidity. And one of the first things would be I would have in my mind is to bring all heads of all energy to the White House and say, okay, let's look in our national wallet. I'll put forth some grants for infrastructure to help you all get going, but I want to see a plan, an aggressive plan on what you're going to do with oil, nuclear, natural gas, hydrogen, alternative fuels, everything, solar. I want to see what you're going to do to start exporting energy, and then I want the first 90% of your energy or 75% or the majority of it given to the offered to the American people first. At a discount, then you can export it. I think if it was done right, within the first 4 years, we'd be the largest exporter of energy in the world, and America would be paying a lot less for their energy and never have to worry about that again. And we could say to OPEC, have a nice day. I would love to do that.
Well, wouldn't education. You be concerned if you're giving grants to various people that certain organizations are going to get utilize this money? Why should the federal government being given grants to the energy companies to produce energy? That's what we're doing now. We're giving subsidies to the oil companies to produce oil, and they're making bigger profits than ever.
Well, you're right. I mean, some people wouldn't need that. Some organizations, probably the truth of the matter is if government just got out of the way, capitalism and private enterprise could work.
I certainly concur with that. Now, what about the concept of education? What are we going to do about the education crisis in America?
Education, to me, I have a 14 and an 8-year-old, and I'm horrified with what's going on in education. I would be encouraging that in every class, or certainly in the elementary school level, junior high and high school, that we should have a foundational class on our documents, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, our real history, good, bad, and the ugly of it, real history, because right now I feel like we're teaching sustainability and shame and embarrassment, and we're stuck on stupid, and we're stuck on we're bad people, just like Obama is. And that's not right. We've had some hiccups and some problems, but I've seen God work us through slavery and the right for women to vote. There's a lot of things we've come through, and the miracle of how we were even formed, you have to know God was involved, and we have to get it back. So I would promote in court schools to include foundational document class and real history class. But I also am thinking the Department of Education, I don't even know why we need it. Why can't this be controlled by the states, education, per state in a proper way? I mean, obviously you need to have reading, writing, arithmetic, and basics. You know, and as far as the other thing I comment on is, you know, we have special days in some schools for gay kids and special days for all kinds of kids. I'm wondering, why don't you just have a special day for all kids? Why are just gay kids special? What about cross-eyed kids or foster adopted kids? What about the heavy kids or the skinny kids or the cross-eyed kids? Why aren't they all special? See, I'm concerned at that stage then about indoctrination. We're seducing and indoctrinating our kids into sustainability, into being environmental extremists, into hating our country and being ashamed of our country. That's wrong.
All right. Well, would you like to get your web page out and other information in case people would like to get in touch with you? And how will they get your book?
Thank you. In the next few days, it should be on Amazon.com, and that's The People's President. And then it's followed 2 weeks later by my second book, which is called 2 Minute Warning. And so The People's President tells everyone in 10 easy-to-read chapters what I would do and what we've just been talking about. And then my campaign website is being adapted right now, but it's on LoriRoth2012.com, LoriRoth2012.com. My national radio show airs 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific every day, and that's TheRothShow.com, TheRothShow.com. Join me, call in, and speak your mind. And, you know, I like you. I love my country, and I'm very burdened about it, but I'm trying to do something about it, and I'm starting from a humble outsider position. But, Doctor, I really feel like God has asked me to run. And I'm just trying to be obedient and trust him for the details as I go.
All right, fine. Well, now as we see the situation that we're facing today, how are we going to get jobs back here in America? We have lost certainly about 8 million jobs since the onset of the recession. How are we going to get America back working today?
Well, we're going to court.
Back in just a moment.
Yep, sure.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley reminds listeners, in every person there is a living heritage with experiences and memories to share. Show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Share an afternoon and learn about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This is a reminder from Banner Home Medical Equipment and Banner in Greeley. Call them at 970-506-6420 and find out how their caring professionals can help you assist your loved ones.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
I need to get on there, okay?
Well, I'm Dan here. I guess this morning, Lori Roth, if you're out there, the listening audience, you have a question for Lori, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And of course, there's so many problems that face America today. And I simply had asked Lori how, if she were the president, she would get our economy working. Certainly, we find that we are having, a large number of people unemployed. The real unemployment figures has gone up to about 22.7%. If you take the people who are out of work, who've given up looking for work, or underemployed, those are the figures that John Williams of Shadow Statistics has come up with. You remove the birth-death ratio, the fudge figures that the federal government puts in. We find, of course, we have a high rate of unemployment today. People are losing their homes. What are we going to do? We're talking certainly over 3 million people have lost their homes. Another up to 10 million people may lose their homes. How, if you were president, would you get the economy working today?
You're right. That's another bottom line. That's a big bottom line right now. First of all, I would stop the swirling of the toilet bowl action, because this administration has put us down the toilet bowl. And I think part of the aura around the swirling is fear. And, the momentum that this president doesn't have it together, that he is ashamed, that he is spending us into oblivion, that he has no care to service America and help America. So if we stop that movement, we'll stop the movement. That's the first thing, psychologically, and the movement needs to stop in the wrong direction. We need to get someone in there that actually does love America and serves America. Number two, we need to start a courtship campaign of getting manufacturing back in America. And how do we do that? I think by conquering what I call the unholy trinity, and that's regulation, taxation, and litigation. We have killed business since the 60s. Part of it's greed. People wanted cheap labor, so, in the 60s, the steel industry, all these industries have been going overseas. But part of it isn't just greed. Part of it is regulation, micromanaging so much so that, with environmental push and all this push, that we make it impossible for businesses to function. Well, in talking with some nuclear experts just this year on my show, it used to take 10 years to get a single nuclear plant with the permits to run, to even start being built. And that's with all the money in place, all the science, all the folks with the right answers in place. 10 years. Well, then they cut that to 5. Dr. Stan, that's absurd, even at 5. How can we do anything with energy if like an oil refinery or a business, solar, I don't care, natural gas, whoever it is, if they have to wait years for idiot regulations to even start? We're never going to become energy independent and create jobs. Now, back to your jobs question. If we get the government out of the way and people can actually compete and start a business again, energy or otherwise, and we reward people for that, that effort. Guess what? millions of jobs are going to come back. We need to triple border security and stop talking about it and actually secure the borders and stop the illegal immigration situation. We need to stop the $200 billion a year drug trade and the mystery people from all kinds of places coming across our borders. That would create more jobs, too, if we had more ICE agents, if we had more Border Patrol, if we put National Guard on the borders. There's a lot of things that we need to do. But one is get rid of regulations, taxation, and litigation that stops business and jobs. And if you allow businesses to keep their money again, if you allow them to keep their profits instead of steal it from them when they get over certain amounts, people are going to hire again. And if people get to keep their income, they're going to infuse the economy with energy. And that's why I would start with a 2% consumption tax on everything and then follow it immediately with bold movement with energy independence, create infrastructure programs all over the country. Those who needed help, offer some help, but make it very clear. We're not going to function as communists. We're not going to control you, but we're going to require that you sell first to America at a discount. Then you can sell abroad. I just think that there's ways to court manufacturing back, but one of those main ways is court them back with tax cuts. You know, give them a reason to come home, knowing that some are there because they're greedy and they want cheap labor. Well, give them a reason to come home. Those are some of my initial ideas.
And so you're going to cut the corporate income taxes. What about the federal income taxes? What are we going to do with the federal income taxes?
I would eradicate it. I would stop all federal income tax, all tax, period, except for 2% consumption on everything, including Wall Street. So there we could, that's why where I get the 10 to 20 trillion a year. If we had 10 to 20 trillion a year and we couldn't get out of debt, and handle Social Security and Medicare and our military, and pull our still, I want our military to be the strongest in the world. I do. But you know what? We do need to pull them home from a lot of places, and we need to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and sure need to get out of Libya. There's no reason we need to do that. I agree with the great Ronald Reagan. You know, rule with strength, but with values and with honor and with truth. Not with controlling manipulation and, oh, we have to micromanage everything. No, we don't, but we have to be tough because there's evil in the world.
Well, there's certainly no question at all about that. Well, I guess it's been Lori Roth, of course, who's thinking about running for the presidency of the United States. Have you done anything to get a committee set up across America to begin to get the signatures so that you could actually get on the ballot?
I need volunteers. I would be running as a total outsider and starting in. I mean, I have some interview opportunities, and I'm starting with my book that's going to be out this week, The People's President, and LoriRoth2012.com. I will need thousands of volunteers to get signatures in every state. All 50 states are different, and they all require a different amount of signatures, and they make it hard for an individual.
Lori, we're out of time. God bless. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I've been back here at the American Freedom Network, and so this is the time when I ordinarily remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations across America that do carry our program at least once a week, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and or become one of our regular supporters. Why, we'd love to hear from you. Let me suggest, to understand what's really going on in the world today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. To understand the power elite that control our nation, the DVD, it's simply the Trilateral Commission. That's all you have to ask for. The DVD and the Trilateral Commission, it's certainly Pat Wood's excellent overview of how the Trilateral Commission really controls both political parties, our economy, and makes mockery out of this whole concept of representative government. They offer both our political candidates, and of course, as Pat points out, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, which has never consisted of more than, at least a North American chapter, more than 78 people. That's the way the world really works, ladies and gentlemen, but you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to believe we have a representative government. But, of course, we go to the polls every 4 years and we vote for the candidate of their choice. Because whichever one wins, of course, their candidate is always that candidate. Because they run both political candidates. And certainly what we're seeing today is simply political theater. As the Republicans claim, what a great victory. We're going to let them increase spending. They're going to give us $900 billion cut over the next 10 years. That's $90 billion a year when we're running a deficit of $1.4 trillion this year. And we'll be running a deficit of $1.7 trillion next year. But don't you feel bad. We've really got them right where we want them. We're going to get a $90 billion reduction every year. And, of course, we're not sure where the reduction is coming from, but we're going to get that reduction. And, ladies and gentlemen, there's just no way that this is going to work. You've seen the end of the old social order. There is no way that we can finance what we have today. That's why 43 cents out of every dollar spent today is borrowed. Well, to understand where this is headed, you need to get certainly my talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret. They're on DVDs, and of course the syllabuses go with that. my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Pat Wood's book, going into it, called Pat Wood's DVD, The Trilateral Commission. You need to read Barry Goldwater's With No Apologies. We have secondhand copies of those, and you read from page 280 to the end of the chapter, you'll know everything you need to know about who is really running America. In fact, that chapter from about, I think it's about 275, just as our unelected rulers. This is Barry Goldwater in 1979. It is his legacy, and secondhand copies are available from Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.